Hello everyone, my name is Ruzbe and I hope you all are doing well. And it's such a privilege for me, it's such an honor for me that I can share Word of God with you today. And we want to go a bit deeper in the meaning of worship and worshiper together. And we want to have a look a very famous passage from Gospel of John, chapter 4. Story between Jesus and a woman of Samaria. And yes, as I said, we want to have a look and see a more deeper what's meaning of worship and worshiper. When we go to this story, we can see a lady which Word of God called her a woman of Samaria. So she came to the Jacob well to just take some water, and she encountered with Jesus, and a wonderful, beautiful conversation started there. If we go to it's a beautiful story. You can read it, but Jesus starting a conversation with this lady. It was actually, before to go into this story, I want to just look at the situation and circumstances of this lady. So it was 12 o'clock afternoon, and on that land, 12 o'clock afternoon is very, very hot hours. One of my friends were there, and he said, you know, if you just break an egg and put it on a stone, you can have a fried egg at 12 afternoon time. And you know, this lady were there because she was a sinner. She couldn't come to the public, and she didn't want to be seen with other people. But Jesus was there. Jesus at 12 afternoon was there, and Jesus started a conversation with that lady, and he asked her to give him water. And the conversation goes on, and this lady in verse 20 started to bring a religious thing to Jesus and talk about that. And he says, "Our father worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." So when we talk about the word of worship here, or worshiper, there is a word in Greek which is proskuneo. When we say worship or worshiper, the word is proskuneo. What's the meaning of proskuneo? Proskuneo means come close to someone and kiss his hand. And that means, you know, it wasn't something usual for everyone in that culture. Just the younger people were going to the older people and kissed their hands. And it was such a respect for them, and the meaning of that was, we are under authority of you. We are under authority of you. So when we read here worship or worshiper, the word is using here is proskuneo, means we are coming under authority of someone. We are coming under authority of someone. So the woman of Samaria says to Jesus, "Our father worshipped on this mountain," means our father were coming or are coming under authority of someone in this mountain. "But you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship," or "in Jerusalem, people are going to go under authority of someone." So you can see the mindset of this lady. So she is thinking, you know, the place, mountain or Jerusalem, you know, the place got authority on people. If on following this God, or if on following this, people, so I have to go to a specific place to come under authority of this specific place and be a worshiper of God. So, but the first thing that Jesus is mentioning says, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father." So, the first thing is, Jesus says to this lady, the place hasn't got authority on you to worship God. It doesn't matter you are on that mountain, you are in Jerusalem, you are in the building of Fountain of Vineyard Church, you are in the building of Jubilee Church, you are part of the Anglican Church, you are in mosque, or you are in street, or you are in your house. The place doesn't have authority on you. You are not Preskuna, oh God, in Fountain of Vineyard Church, or in street, in your or in your house, or on top of the mountain. The place hasn't. You are not going under the authority of place. You need to understand it. People is trying to help this lady to understand this important thing, to just realize the issue is not place. I'm not worshiping God because I'm not in the right place, right space of worship. And after that, Jesus said to this lady, "You worship, or you proskuno, or you go under the authority of." It's important. "You worship what you do not know." It's very important. It's a serious issue. So you worship what you do not know. So, and this is important for our life. You do not go under authority of something. You cannot surrender your life under authority of someone or something that you do not know. And after that, Jesus says, you know, we know God. We know God, and because of that, we proskuno. We know God, and because of that, we let Him to roll on our life, to be king of our life. We know Him, and then because of that, we let Him have authority on our life. So, the first question is, how much we know our God? The beginning of the worship is starting with knowing God, not knowing place, not knowing the songs, not knowing this instrument, not knowing how to sing or how to clap, not going to that church or this church or to other church, is starting with knowing God. You know, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to come under authority of someone or something which we don't have any idea about it. You know, people are trying to find some new spiritual things. You know, start some kind of meditation or find a different, you know, spiritual field. And they don't know what's the authority, what's the power of that spiritual spaces, spiritual powers. And they put themselves in the troubles, huge, huge troubles. The first step is how much we know God. How much we know God, even in this hard situation. How much we know God as our provider. How much we know God as our friend. How much we know God as our king. How much we know God as our protector. How much we know God as our healer. So it's important. Worship is starting from knowing God. And after that, in verse 23 says, "But the hour is coming, and it's now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." This is very interesting. Jesus used a phrase, true worshipers, true proskuneo, true proskuneo, true people who are ready to come under authority of God. When Jesus using the word of true worshiper, means we have false worshiper. We have false worshiper. And you know, Jesus said, a time is coming. A time is coming. There is a time for that. The hours is coming. There is a hours for that. There is a hours for that. Is now here when the true worshipers, and who are the true worshipers? So it's interesting. It's not talking about worship. Jesus is not talking about true worship. He is talking about true worshipers. He is talking about persons. Worship is talking to a lady. He's not talking to a worship team or worship band or church. He is talking to a person, true worshipers. It's not about worship. It's about worshipers. And worshipers, the true worshipers, worship God in spirit and truth. In spirit and truth. This is very important. As I mentioned before, you know, the issue that Jesus brings out is, you know, the problem is you don't know your God. And you go under authority of that. The true worshiper worship God based on truth. Based on truth. It's important. So if we go to the news and social medias, every day we can see lots of news there. Lots of news. And I know maybe most of them are very a terrible news and just putting us in fears, and you know, it's not easy to go and read some news even in these days. And this is and this is what Jesus is trying to teach to this lady. So if you want to be a worshiper, if you want to be able to come under authority of Heavenly Father, If you want to let him to rule over your life, you need to put your worship on truth. Truth. And what's meaning of truth? Jesus is truth. Jesus says, I'm truth, I'm life, I'm on way. Jesus is truth. We need to know Jesus more and more. And Word of God is truth. We need to read Word of God more and more. If we read news in these days more than Word of God, there is a problem here. There is a problem. Because even in this turbulence, even in this hard situation, we want to raise our hallelujah. We want to worship God. We want to proskuneo him. We want to come under his authority. We want to let him to be king of our life. And the king will provide us. And king will protect us. And king will heal us with his power and love and his grace. So we cannot proskuneo him if we don't read Word of God. If we read news more than Word of God. So the base of worship, the base of true worshiper is truth. And truth comes from Word of God and Spirit. We need Spirit of God. It's not easy to be true worshiper. We need someone to empower us. You know, it's not easy to give sacrifice to God. It's not easy to surrender our life to God. We need someone to empower us. Without power, we cannot proskuneo him. It is a gift. I believe that being a true worshiper is a gift from Holy Spirit. So, and because of that, Jesus said to this lady, you know, you need to empower with Holy Spirit to be a true worshiper. To be a true worshiper. So my brothers and sisters, in this day, we need Word of God. And we need Holy Spirit to empower us to be a true worshiper, to proskoon our God. To even in this hard situation, come under authority of God. So, and after that, in verse 24 says, God is Spirit, and those who proskuneo Him, those who proskuneo Him, must proskuneo Him in spirit and truth. The woman said to Him, I know that Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all the truth. So, before that, I want to look at something else here. So, in some translation says, so God is looking for, God is seeking, Father is seeking, Father is looking for such people to worship Him. In verse 23 says, so Father is seeking, or Father is looking for such people. So if I'm looking for something, if I'm seeking, it means it's not easy to find. It is unique. So it's sad news. True worshippers, true people, I mean the people who are ready to proskuneo God is not something that you can find everywhere. Because of that, God is seeking, looking for that kind of people. And you know, Jesus was waiting for this lady because Jesus knew that she could be a worshiper, a true worshiper. Sometimes we think we need to be in a wonderful, great situation. Then Jesus will come and encounter with us. And then Jesus, and then Father will say, you know, that person is a true worshiper to me. But Jesus was talking to a sinful lady. She was talking to a sinful lady. It's not about us. You know, God can see a small seed in our life, and He's investing on that seed to make us a true worshiper. And you know, after that, what happened? This lady went and talked to a town, and whole the town come to Christ and accept Him, come to Jesus and accept Him. True worshippers will save cities. True worshippers will save nations. True worshippers will save countries. Just one lady was a cause of salvation of a city. And my brother and sister, you and I can be a can have a massive impact on our society and on our cities and town and our country if we decided to proskuneo our God, if we decided to come under authority of Him, if we decided to build our relationship with Him on truth and spirit. And maybe you think here, you know, we had a very, very tough years. And, you know, I feel a bit far from God. You know, let me to tell something to you. And after that, I will finish it. You know, when we go to the story of the lost son, so when the son comes to father and says, you know, give me my inheritance, I want to go. In our culture means, I mean, I'm coming from the Middle East. In Middle East culture, it means you are dead. You are not exist. So, and it is very difficult. It means there is no love in my heart for you, Father. Just give me my blessing, give me my money, and I want to leave you. And the father did. And son left the house of father, and he lost all the money. So now he's hungry, and he's thinking, in my father's house, there is food for me, and I want to come back home. So why he is come back home? Why he decide to come back home? Not because he loves father, because he is hungry. And he came back home. And you know what's happened there? Father, love is waiting for him. My brother and sister, maybe you feel in your heart you have a lack of love for God. Maybe you feel you are very far from him. Maybe sometimes you just want to come to God as your provider because of your needs. But the good news is, if you go to him, even for your needs, love is waiting for you. We worship God because love is waiting for us. And his love will change us. His love can see the seed of true worshippers, seed of proskuneo in our heart. And Jesus will invest on that. Jesus will invest on that. And I want you to think about two questions. The first one is, we want to make a list of the things that find difficult to surrender to God in these days. We want to make a list and think, what kind of things it's not easy for us to surrender to God? This is the first step, first question. And the second question is, why we cannot surrender to him? Why we cannot trust him? What's the problem? Is it an experience from our past? Is it a sin? Is it, you know, because we cannot see God, we can just see our situation, we cannot trust him? Let's to think about it. But I want again to remind you, the people who proskuneo Jesus, they will change their society. They will have a massive impact on their society. God bless you all. Have a wonderful time.